December 10th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the door which opens upon your house of holiness is your own free will. This door can easily be accessible, or it can be barred by love of the world. It is a portal which Satan can easily access if the soul does not carefully lock it and bar his access. This lock is the soul's awareness in any given present moment as to where his thoughts, words, and actions are leading him. Pray to keep holiness a goal in your day. No matter your activities in the day filled with present moments, pray to be the message of holy love in thought, word, and deed. Be protective of the holiness in your heart above all else. When grace knocks at the door of your house of holiness, recognize it and welcome its visit. The unwelcome visitor may come clothed in splendor and flavor, but the watchdog who tends the doorway to your house of holiness is the Spirit of Truth and will not allow him in. In times of need, you can enjoy the peace of your house of holiness and rest in the peace therein, for your house is filled with trust." A note is given to read Psalm 5, 7 through 8. "But I, through the abundance of your merciful love, will enter your house. I will worship toward your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.